Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why did you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of That Movie Show, Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe. It's a holiday show.
It is a holiday show.
Getting very
Christmassy. It's such a holiday show that we actually decided to be in the same room for this one.
We did. We did this one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah, so subscribe on Patreon so we can get a thing.
We need to start a Patreon.
Yeah, we need to start something.
I need rent.
We need a studio.
I need a place to live.
We'll get a studio / apartment.
Subscribe on Patreon so Mike can get a futon. But we are doing, it's Christmas week, so we are doing The Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah.
Last year, Netflix released The Christmas Chronicles starring Kurt Russell as Santa Claus. It seems like the role he was meant to play.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk? Snake Plissken.
Yeah, right. Who would have thought?
Stuntman Mike.
The soldier from that movie where he was the soldier.
From Soldier. The guy from Executive Decision.
Yeah.
Maybe he was the president. I didn't watch it.
I don't.
Wesley Snipes wasn't beating people up in a plane, so I skipped it.
Yeah, right.
That's the other one.
That sounds about right.
That's the other one. It was released last year, November 22nd, by Netflix. No budget or box office available because it didn't go in the theaters. It was directed by Clay Catus. Catus? Is that what it is?
I think Catus.
Chris Columbus produced it. That's interesting.
Oh, wow. He sailed the ocean blue in 1942.
And directed Home Alone.
And not 1942?
No, not 1942. If it's the same Chris Columbus, I can't imagine there's another one.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. It's genocide and it's
whatever. Whatever. Cares. Grow up, internet. It stars Kurt Russell, Judah Lewis, Darby Camp, cameo by Goldie Hawn that we'll get to, Steven and the Disciples of Soul.
Yeah.
Basically, Little Steven and the E Street Band minus Bruce. But we'll get to all that stuff. First off, it was your first time watching it.
Yes, it was my first time watching it.
Initial thoughts?
It was also my first holiday movie of the year. I haven't watched one yet.
Okay, not a bad start.
To be honest, I got Whamageddoned like 2 days ago. So
Whamageddoned.
Yeah, you ever heard of that one?
Nope.
So I don't know how it happened, but it's an internet thing.
Is
where
it a dance?
No, it's you try to go the entire Christmas season without hearing Wham's Last Christmas.
Oh, well, that's fucking easy for me.
Yeah, right. So I was driving in the car, it came on, and I lost. Somewhere around the 14th.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's on you.
Yeah, I know it's on me. It's fine.
This is a real radio.
I know. Because I was cycling through my playlist of Lizzo and Ninja Sex Party.
God almighty, you're such a child.
Maybe.
Did you see her twerking her fat ass at the fucking Laker game?
I'm in on everything, Lizzo.
Like, first of all, I'm going to take a deviate for a second here because who the hell wears that in public? Like
her, apparently.
How is that not illegal?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe I'm showing my age and kids are just dressing with, you know, the backs of their pants cut out in thongs. They used to be called chaps, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
But, like, she literally was just, she was wearing, like, a dress that had the ass cut out and a thong.
Yeah.
And just started twerking on the Jumbotron at the Laker game.
Yeah, I guess, you know, like 2019 is a crazy year.
Is that
man.
What we're doing now?
Yeah, it is.
Is that what we're doing? Okay, I'm gonna have to cut all the holes into my asses.
Yeah, that's why
the asses out of all my pants.
That's why this show isn't bigger.
Obviously, because my ass isn't on it.
Your
as much.
Ass isn't hanging out. Yeah, but this was the first time I'd ever seen it. Obviously,
badass.
Obviously, there was a lot of there was a lot of press for this and publicity last year when this came out. I remember it just being televised that it's The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
Sure.
And they kept playing it everywhere.
Well, it is one of those things, and we joked a little bit about it on our Irishman show about the box office
right.
stuff. And because I think Netflix needs to do that. When they spend money, I mean, they got Kurt Russell. They put a big production together. It was, you know, CGI and animated little creatures and stuff. I mean, they put a buck or two behind it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how much exactly because, you know, they're not releasing that either. But without having a theatrical run and without having a box office return, I think they have to cause as much buzz and try to get people, especially like it was perfectly released right before Christmas. So it's like, all right, this is going to get people to sign up. Let's cause as much buzz as we can. Kurt Russell is Santa Claus.
Right. And so it was fun. I didn't realize that this was set in Lowell, Massachusetts.
When the first time I watched it, it took me by surprise too.
Yeah, because like they're showing the like the family like growing up and they're like taping Christmas every morning or whatever, and the kid's in like a nondescript Patriots jersey, and I was like, that's a nondescript Patriots jersey.
The Patriots logo alone must have cost them a buck or two.
Yeah, probably.
And the NFL is not cheap.
No.
When it comes to their properties, and it was a giant Patriots banner. So yeah. It's like the size of the Patriots flag in the kid's bedroom.
Yes.
Tells you that they spent a lot of money and they were getting the most out of it.
And it was like they didn't have like a player because they would probably also have to play for the players like this.
It would also have to be time specific.
Right. You know, whereas so it was just like a classic like 00 like custom jersey. But that was like an actual Patriots jersey. Like, that's not the one where it's just like, yeah, we got Rob Gronkowski to be in this, like, Rodham Ford, and, like, this is the vague Patriots jersey.
It was legit.
It was legit. So I thought that was really funny. Also, that opening sequence was nonsensical. This movie totally is nonsensical.
Sure.
I thought Kurt Russell, just opening statements, Kurt Russell, fantastic as Santa Claus.
He's the only Santa Claus I want from now on out.
Everything else was garbage.
Okay.
So that's okay. That's how I feel about this movie.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So I haven't Googled it, but I'm just going off the top of my head, and I'm going to say it with confidence. This is the first found footage Christmas movie.
It is. It's the first found footage Christmas movie.
We didn't need it.
We didn't need it.
Nobody was asking for Paranormal Christmas Activity.
Yeah, no. Nobody was asking for Paranormal Christmas Activities. It's also really funny how, like, this is like just a trope.
Let's also throw it out there because they catch up to reality.
Yes, they do.
They catch up to 2018. That Super 8 camera is still fucking working? Really?
Yeah.
And someone knows how to play it?
Yes. Yeah.
I get it. The camera was part of their dad and all that connection bullshit.
Yeah, right.
But really? What are you going to do with the tape?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just like any home movie.
I'm a weird video techie, and even I couldn't play that tape.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You would need like an adapter with an adapter to plug in.
Well, she's playing it through the camera.
Okay.
Well, the fact that the camera's still functioning is questionable enough.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So it's like your point's still valid, but she's just playing it through the camera. I think
your Circuit City warranty ran out on that one.
Yeah, a little bit. It's also just really funny how into Christmas people are in Christmas movies.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, this little girl is like super duper into Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is like, it seems like it's a defining character trait of hers.
But I also think it's one of those things that, and we mentioned it right before we started recording, it's basically the plot of Elf.
Yeah.
Just they're replacing this pain in the ass teenage boy with James Caan.
Yeah.
You know, he's lost the Christmas spirit and
you
have to get it back in order to save Christmas or some shit. I don't know.
But
yeah, I don't know. It's definitely, again, a lot of the kids' traits throughout the movie are all about the dad,
right?
You have to be paying attention to realize he's dead for a while.
Oh, a while.
For a while. They finally reveal that he is, but like once they finally get to 2018, there's a solid 20 minutes where you're like, I don't get it. Where's the dad?
Yeah. Is he working on Christmas?
Mom's going to work, and I'm like, because it doesn't click right away that he's a firefighter, so it's like, is it divorced? What happened? Yeah. Cancer? But no, it ended up fire.
Died in a fire.
Died in a fire.
Yeah, which is, it's
which,
sad.
Again, takes way too long to explain.
Right, especially for how impacted the children are. You know what I mean?
Like, I think it would have helped that portion, the gravity of their emotional state throughout the movie, if, like, as they're montaging through all the home movies, like the one right before 2018, they added one more in where dad's not in it and they're kind of a little sadder, still trying to do the Christmas thing.
Right.
But it's a little sadder.
Or it starts with a funeral and...
Or it's just a whole movie of, you know, him getting trapped in a burning building. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's a PG movie.
They also, like, the craziest part about this movie to me is the entire time, because they don't come out and say it, it feels...
Lee Majors in The Night the Reindeer Died.
Yeah. The entire movie, up until, like, the... towards, like, the beginning of the third act,
yeah.
You feel like the sun caused the fire. Like it feels...
Are
like,
we sure he didn't?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is, like, it doesn't feel... Like, we're not sure, but it feels like that's what we're hinting at.
I mean, they are making Christmas Chronicles 2 that's going to come out next year. Is it, like, a alternate 1985 type of Back to the Future 2 where we actually go back and see the kid burning the house down?
Yeah, it just feels that way, because it's like, for this
kind of by accident, but a little bit on purpose. He was playing with fire. He wanted to burn the house down. Didn't know his dad was going to be in the house.
Right.
All of a sudden, he burns it down, and it's like, ah, cool, now I'm going to go steal cars.
Yeah, right. Right. Because, like, they...
Because, you know, best prison story ever. What are you in for? I murdered my dad. Burned the bitch alive.
Yeah. It's just the whole setup to that character is like, so... He's in the 2017 version.
The dad?
Yeah, the dad's in the 2017 version.
He's alive right up to present day.
Yeah, and so it's like, when did the son start to be a dickbag?
I think when the kid died.
Yeah.
I mean, when the father died.
So
it was like an instantaneous.
Like, so like 8 months?
I mean, maybe less. It could have happened the day before.
And he's just been a dickbag the entire time.
Could have happened the day before. I like the fact that... The mother on her way out the door to work on Christmas Eve.
Is she a nurse? I would assume she's a nurse.
Has to be something, or a waitress.
Yeah.
So one of the important jobs in life.
Yeah, right.
But she keeps talking about how she's been asking him to do the Christmas decorations. I think she says for weeks. I hope she doesn't say months, because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, weeks.
But it's like they went to the trouble of buying a real tree.
Yeah.
Like that seems like if they're that down on Christmas... That seems like a fake tree type of situation. That seems like you buy the $29.99 Target tree that has the lights already on it,
yeah,
and you pop it up Christmas Eve. It's like sad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The girl is too happy and the brother is too sad. Like, there's no Goldilocks in this situation.
Yeah, there's really, yeah.
The writing in this movie is poor.
Except for Kurt Russell.
But I don't think they wrote Kurt Russell.
You just thought he was Kurt Russell doing like, Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell, you're going to be Santa Claus. Say no more. I got this.
Cool. Not gaining weight for this. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, sure. Well,
make a joke about it.
Yeah, we'll just make fun of Coca-Cola's Santa Claus.
Again, I love the ongoing joke of how he's not fat.
Yeah, he's not fat.
And he's pissed about the image.
Yeah.
He doesn't do ho-ho-ho. And when he does do it, I'm sorry. I know the kids were playing it off as, oh my God, he did it. That's so great. It was frightening.
Oh, it was frightening.
Ho-ho-ho. It was like, my God, Snake, you're going to kill us.
Yeah, you're going to murder these
you're
children.
You're going to reset the world again.
Yeah. Also, I know we're jumping ahead.
Yeah.
But he's going to have sex with Mrs. Claus to that tape, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to bone to the tape that little girl made. Yep. That's weird. Yep.
Look at all of my exploits and my shenanigans. I sang with the E Street Band.
Yeah. I did this all on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So the stuff I did like, because it's also... Yes. There's a lot of similar traits to a Christmas movie from the 80s that I watched... Every year, of course, I own it on Blu-ray, called Santa Claus the Movie.
Okay.
John Lithgow is the big antagonist in that one. He's a big toy executive.
Sure. I mean, here's the thing. The antagonist is what this movie is missing, but go on.
And Dudley Moore is the elf in it,
okay.
And he's trying to become head elf, and Santa gives the job to somebody else. So Dudley Moore basically was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to Earth. I'm going to make some... Earth. I'm going to America. Of course he is. I'm going to make some toys. I'm going to prove to Santa I can be the best elf possible. Okay. Anyway, the plot is very similar to this, where it's like the kid... There's a kid who's kind of down in his luck. I mean, in that movie, he's homeless-ish. I don't know. Maybe. But he stows away in Santa's thing and basically helps him and goes to the North Pole and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Started, I'm like, oh, this is very familiar. But again, it's a Christmas movie, so you can just grab parts of it.
Yeah.
You know, the Santa mythology is what it is. You're going to have a kid, okay, have him stow away and have him go to the North Pole and have them meet the elves and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
The Santa mythology in this movie I did like.
Yes.
I liked the explanation of delivering the gifts and how it's, you know, he basically, he just, he...
materializes.
Beams himself in and out of
Holmes.
Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like that the sack is just a like a portal to the North Pole.
Yep.
All the toys are there.
And it's on like a weird caravan type of thing that's spinning the toys up to the sack. That
right.
was cool when yeah. she fell in.
I liked the elves.
I did like the elves.
I thought the elves were really fun. I liked the letters.
The language, was it like a twist on German? I know it was Elfish, but...
Yeah, I thought it... when they first started speaking it, I thought it was some sort of like Norwegian.
Because it is... I think the Santa origin story, I think it's German, right?
It's either German or Danish.
Okay.
It's one of the two.
Okay, so it's...
But it's that kind of Scandinavian German area.
So they kind of... They probably took those two languages and just kind of turned it into gibberish.
Yeah. More or less. But I liked...
We'll have German inflections with our gibberish.
I liked that the elves weren't just little people.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, because yeah. like we see that all the time where it's like in the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, they're children, mm-hmm. basically. In, you know, other mythologies, they're just midgets.
Elf, they're little people.
You know?
Yeah.
And so for them to be like creatures mm-hmm. was adorable. Mm-hmm. They also all had little personalities, which was cute.
Definitely. Some are older, some are younger. I liked how they did the elves. They can also be very scary.
Yeah.
As far as a Christmas movie goes.
yeah, the one with the chainsaw.
Right. I mean, they were straight up going to cut his dick off.
Yeah, they were. They were just going to cut that boy in half with a chainsaw, which I was like, oh, this was, that's fun.
Christmas, everybody. You mentioned the letters. I thought that was cool too. Also his little Batman office.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
weirdly bad. Creeping on everybody's webcams.
Yeah. Oh, this is like just like looking.
You looking at me, Santa?
Hey, Santa.
Hey, Santa. What's up, bro? You so, Mrs. Claus watching this?
Yeah. I bet you are. You're getting off to it, you dirty man.
Bone with that nog. Yeah. Just cover me in nog. Oh, gross. So thick.
So thick and creamy. Oh, God. Yikes.
Shit.
So, yeah, the mythology was really cool. Like I said, the execution of Kurt Russell as Santa was great.
Yep.
The problem is that the writing of everything around it was just so poor because, like, this little girl.
I think you're hung up on the kids because I think outside of the kids,
everything was fine
because it told the Santa story. It told you know he knows everybody.
He knows everybody,
and nobody believes in him.
Right,
that's a classic Santa
story. Santa classic stuff. Yeah.
Santa shows up on Earth. They think he's some drunken hobo.
Right,
you know it's like okay, all right, pal.
Yeah, because I did like the stuff with the cops and the guy was just like, hey, your ex-wife misses you. Right. Like that was nice. That was a nice thing. I did like that.
Jakey, call the woman, man. Yeah,
just call the woman, bro.
Call the woman.
Just call her, bro. But so, because it's like the girl has been with Santa. Probably one of the things that annoys me the most in this movie was they have been with Santa for like a couple of hours at this point.
Okay.
Right? And they're trying to find the reindeer because the reindeer have broken off and are just wandering around Chicago. They're just wandering around Chicago.
The sleigh crashed in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the girl finds the reindeer and like corners them. And she knows that she is like finding Santa's reindeer.
Right.
Like she is that is like what she is doing. She's tracked down this particular group because they are Santa's reindeer.
Correct.
And then she like finds Comet, reads his like name tag, and then has a panic attack about like, oh my God, you're the Comet.
Yeah,
and and it's like, hey, you've been with the real Santa Claus for a solid couple of hours.
More than that, straight up, you fell out of the sleigh and skydove for a while.
Yeah.
You almost died over Chicago.
Yep.
Seeing a big dog with a leash ain't cool, man.
Well, you already know that these reindeer are here. You're trying to track it down. You're really famous where I come from. Yeah, you know.
The kids sucked.
The kids sucked.
The kids sucked.
Because, at least later, when the two kids are like, actually riding the reindeer. Like, that moment makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, who are you riding? Oh, I'm riding Blitzen. Oh, I'm riding Comet. Isn't this so cool? It's like, yeah, okay. You can geek out in that moment.
Sure.
But for you to be like, this is like, oh my God, yeah. I stumbled upon Santa's reindeer.
It's you were legit.
It's like, bitch, you were.
You had a homing beacon.
Yeah. Like, you had a homing beacon. You were looking for him. Santa Claus, that you know is the Santa Claus, was like, hey, girl, go find those reindeer.
I mean, you just stole a car with Santa. Thanks, Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that dope Dodge Challenger.
I mean, I get it. It was product placement. They got to make the budget somehow.
Yeah, right.
But it was funny how in the restaurant, they went on and on about this guy's Porsche, and I'm going to need your Porsche, right. I'm going to need your Porsche. And they end up taking the keys, which they went to the valet and took the keys to the Charger or Challenger, whichever one, that the bartender stole.
Right.
Instead of the keys to the Porsche that they were very high on getting.
Yeah.
Now, here's just a nitpick. If you show up to your shift at a restaurant, are you valeting your car?
Oh, I don't think so.
Like, I don't think that's how that works. So I don't think the bartender gets to valet a stolen car.
No, definitely not the bartender. Because, like, a lot of places, like, especially
also, in that seemed like a nice, like, Bennigan's type of place. I don't think they'd have a baseball bat behind the bar.
No.
Like, it seemed a very corporate type of restaurant.
Oh, yeah. That you seemed
know?
Like...
Everybody was clean. Everybody was proper. You know,
yeah, this didn't seem
very diverse crowd.
Yeah, right.
Lots of different languages being spoken.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. That guy that was mad that Santa Claus like was speaking his native language. Like, I speak English, dick.
It's yeah, he just really like, did, too.
It's like
I speak English. It's like, all right, bro, but you also speak the other language. And
yeah, we clearly just had a conversation.
You understood.
Yeah, right. Like,
how does he know that?
How do I know? Yeah,
I mean, granted, Santa's kind of racist, but.
But.
He picked the right language to speak to you.
Because he knew you spoke it.
Which means he's been watching you. Your parents probably talked that language to you.
Yeah,
you
right.
You clearly understood it.
You spoke back to him in that language.
I don't know. I think it's a 50-50 on the racism there.
Yeah, yeah. I think
you're being a dick. He was being racist. Whatever.
Well, again, he knows you and knows you speak that language. How did he know that you were going to prefer English? Dick.
I mean, that is on Santa, though. He should know that. Yeah. I bet the letters came in English in the last handful of years.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and so then Santa Claus gets locked up.
Yep.
And, you know, like I said, I thought that there was a really nice moment between him and the cop talking about his...
Yep. And there was, of course, the one cop that when the reindeer haul ass by, he's the only one out of like 15 right. cops that sees them fly away. Because they hook a left around a building, and all the cops turned around just too late. Just missed it.
Yeah, well, because the reindeer jump on the cop car.
Right.
And so they all duck, and they don't see him fly away.
And so he's the only one. So all night, he's talking crazy talk.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I saw him fly. They were flying away. It's like, okay, pal, too much nog.
Yeah, right. Yes, I'm a police officer.
Yes.
I'm a police officer. I've been drinking the whole time.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah okay.
Yeah, it's just, he's a police officer. Yeah,
as you do. Santa's in interrogation. He's pulling out every trick he can, including a still sealed original Han Solo Star Wars doll.
I know, he's just pulling them all out. That was pretty funny. He's just giving out everybody's favorite toy that they never got or something.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, which exactly. Which was really fun.
It's how he's proving to these people that he's him.
Yeah, right.
You know, and the cop's like, didn't we frisk you? And he's like, yes, you did.
You did.
You did. Magic.
Magic. Magic toys.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus.
While that's going on, the kids wander past a church in Chicago that they've never been to before ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have this really tender moment about their dad dying.
God, yeah, I think I blocked that out of my...
You know what I mean?
I immediately purged that part from the story.
It's just like...
I was just trying to get to the East Street Band part.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm a sucker for Kurt Russell doing Elvis. Now he's doing Elvis as Santa Claus with the E Street Band backing him. I'm all in.
Yeah, right, I mean, right.
That scene I was all in for.
Again, Kurt Russell, Santa, great. Cool. Kids, rest of the movie, not great.
Not great.
Because, like, you're looking at this kid's like just like breaks down because he's been like a dick to his little sister the entire time.
Yep.
But like, not a crazy dick. You know? Like,
well, it's also, I mean, that's it's a sibling thing.
Yeah.
They're getting older. You know, he's in that probably mid 16, 17 age because he can clearly drive a car.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to have a problem with him driving, so he must be at least 16 or 17.
Right.
The sister's probably in the 12 to 14 range.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So, okay, it's, you know, and she's still, you know, being doing kiddie shit. You know, she's still, you know, oh, let's play, you know, Santa Claus and let's do the videos and all. And he doesn't want any part of that because clearly his dad has died in the last, you know, day or two. And he probably burned him alive.
Yeah, he probably set him on fire.
He's going through some shit.
Again, if this movie had a little bit more emotional weight, it would have been better.
All he needed was one last tape that doesn't include dad.
Yeah.
Perfect. Set up the rest of the story where they're just sitting around a half-decorated tree.
Right.
No dad. Mom's into the second bottle of Nog.
Yeah, because it's like, I just don't understand.
It's, I mean, it's Christmas in Lowell, but. Right.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Is
we can make that joke.
We found out that they were in Lowell, and we were like, yeah, it's quite possible the dad went on a meth bender and never came home.
No way these people are this happy to live in Lowell.
Yeah, no. No. Not at all. Yeah, Andover, maybe.
And now we can't drive through Lowell for a month.
Yeah. I don't plan on going to Lowell anyway.
Nope.
Suck it, Lowell.
Suck it.
Also, then after the emotional weight of like the kid being like actually like confronting his feelings about his dad dying,
mm-hmm.
right? Which the sister, again, it seems perfectly okay with. Like, she, like, the kid has, like, the brother has all the emotional weight, and the sister just is not affected. Like,
And that could be argued that people handle grief differently. She's definitely got attachments to him because everything she's trying to do is to try to maintain the type of Christmas. Clearly, dad was into Christmas.
Yes, right.
That's established through the montage of videos in the opening. So she's trying to continue because every time she does something and the brother gets pissed off, she's like, yeah, but dad used to do that.
Right.
He's like, dad's dead. And I murdered him.
I murdered him by setting a house on fire that he ran into to stave strangers. It's like, oh, geez, kid.
I even called it in.
Yeah, like, I murdered my father on purpose.
Maniacal laugh.
Maniacal laugh. Yeah, I don't know, but it's just like, it just seems like the kid is angsty.
Yeah.
Like, the brother's angsty, and the sister is just not.
Okay, so here's the other thing, just to get back to the Lowell thing for a second.
She also just keeps screaming.
They try to paint the brother as, like, I don't know. I don't want to say like a tough guy type of thing.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's stealing cars and stuff, and he's so suburban Los Angeles.
Oh, I know.
He's such an actor that's not even succeeding moderately at being a tough guy in this
movie. He is the level of tough guy that the two kids from Hocus Pocus are.
Bingo.
You know what I mean?
Again, yes.
Like,
and
like,
maybe that's us knowing the area.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is not one of the tough kids in Lowell.
No, you're not, you know, a Lowell tough kid.
Thackeray Binks, or whatever the fuck that terrible name was from Hocus Pocus. Because he wasn't one of the tough guys from Salem.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ice. Oh, no, Ice.
Ice and fucking...
Whatever his name was.
And Vanilla.
Right. Vanilla and Ice.
But yeah, so is this the point where the girl finds the bag and...
Yeah, they find the bag and she climbs in.
Okay, because the bag fell out of the sleigh.
And it was just in a tree in a park.
Because Santa went haywire because, you know, stowaways.
Yeah,
because
he free... Because for a man that was aware that children...
The man that breaks into millions of homes a night...
Yeah. Well, again, we're reframed later in the movie that it was like all his plan to like have them love Christmas and like get back together again or some shit.
Oh, you're vaguely right about that. Yeah.
Like, for a man that had like claimed that this was the plan the whole time, he was very, very scared that those children were there.
Yes. I mean, straight up. And all she wanted was a goddamn blanket.
Yeah, right.
So the sack fell out. Somewhere over Chicago.
Right. They find it in a park.
They find it in a park. They're looking for the elves who he said are in the sack.
Right.
So she tries to dig in and falls down basically into hell. Or in this case, the North Pole.
Yeah. Or Lowell.
Yeah, or Lowell. She goes home. Perfect. Yeah. But so she gets sucked into it. Obviously, the brother freaks out because you just watched your sister fall into a bag and just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, the bag swallowed her whole. And then he's trying to find her. He can't see her. And, like, immediately, vaguely tougher guys show up.
Right.
Vaguely.
These don't seem like Chicago street toughs either.
No, and they didn't even do an accent. They looked like they just walked to have an Abercrombie ad. Yeah, it was like, you guys are very clean to be hanging out in this park beating up teenagers over Santa sacks.
Right. Like
seriously, give me your and they're a part of a gang.
Yeah. Because
they bring them to a gang that's going to like burn them alive. There's a lot of murder in this.
Yeah. For someone.
But very clean murder. Yeah. Like very, very, you know, pristine.
Yeah. The weird part about it is like.
Santa was the dirtiest motherfucker in this whole thing.
Yeah. This dude, these guys just like see this kid with like a bag. And they're like, we're going to take that bag.
It's in your bag, boy.
Why are you talking to that bag?
Yeah, give me your bag. Like, I get it. Okay, you needed some type of thing.
You know, because this movie doesn't have an antagonist. No. So we need to have something.
It has many antagonists.
Yeah, we
never get to the big boss.
Yeah, there's never a boss. Like, there's no actual antagonist. Right. It's literally just inconvenient things happen.
Yeah.
And so this gang shows up and they take the kid and the sack.
Yep.
Instead of like just beating the kid up and taking the sack.
I mean, yeah, and this all falls under family-friendly holiday movie because in every movie that we've seen, when a situation like this happens, they whip his ass and take the bag.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then we got to go find the bag. So they end up going to this thing.
So they take all of them just to move the story along, I guess.
Right, and so they bring him to, like, corporate gang ink.
Yeah,
like, because like
it was a giant furnace or something like that they just kept burning things in.
Well, it's just like it was like the Foot Clan from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where it's just like we're doing evil things here, and like look, we're like chopping up this car, and like like that's a bad guy thing to do.
Yeah,
you know, and
I
so,
got a leather coat,
yeah,
and like, a gold chain.
Oh, we're counting money.
It's basically if Uncle Rico started a gang.
Yeah, right. It's Uncle Rico's gang, because then we finally get to Uncle Rico. Yes. And they open up the bag, and in a moment that I did find very fun, mm-hmm. where they open up every present they open because
they're them.
Yeah. They get coal.
Yep.
And so I was like, oh, that's real fun.
Yeah.
This is a movie. Yeah, movie. Like, movie, you're very fun in moments, but overall, this is not great.
This is, yeah.
But
so
they decide that they're just going to murder this child.
I guess. I mean, they definitely threw the bag into the fire.
Right.
And again, they're not really harming the boy, even though this is definitely a situation he would have got punched in the gut at least.
Oh, yeah.
They're just kind of like jostling him.
Well, it's also really funny because it's like the guy's so mad at his people. Because he's like, why the hell did you bring this bag?
Why'd you bring this bag and this boy?
Yeah, why did you assholes just decide to bring that here?
Yeah.
Like, it's full of presents with coal in it.
Even if it was full of presents with presents, what do I want with toys?
Yeah, right. What do I want with a bunch
Have you seen my gold chain? I'm a crime boss.
I am a crime lord. I'm going to...
Acting.
I'm going to throw him in the compost heap. Which I think means that they were going to cut him up into pieces, which was very dark for this movie.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Yeah, right, right.
He went to the George McFly School of Tough Guys.
Yeah. Hey, you, get your hands off her.
See, even Biff would have been a better one. At least he was trying to rape somebody.
Yeah, right. Just like, holy crap. This was like, and then the elves show up out of the toy sack.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like all of those people are scarred for life because elves just started.
I thought the elves ate them.
I thought so too.
I'm definitely pretty sure the elves ate the criminals.
Which is great if they did, but I doubt it based on this movie.
Well, you don't know. We think the son murdered his dad off screen too.
Yeah, there's just implications.
There's a lot of off screen R-ratedness happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the movie The Wolverine. Where it was a hard PG-13 and the frame would end and Wolverine would stab somebody beneath the frame. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, he disemboweled that person.
Yeah, I mean, it was every X-Men up to Logan.
Yeah, right.
You know?
We just didn't get to... We saw their face instead of their bowels. Oh, no, I got stabbed.
Everything below here is awful.
Yeah, everything. It's so bloody and violent, but PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get...
We could either show the disembowelment or we could have Logan say fuck once. We went with the fuck.
Yeah, we did. We did. And somehow Marvel Studios is going to do both. It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah, so they finally are like, oh, they murder everybody.
Yep, the elves eat them all.
And then they find the son or the brother.
And they found a chainsaw too.
Oh, no, one of them just came with it. One of those elves just had a chainsaw. Because I think they were like, Santa's in trouble. And then he just like whipped out a chainsaw, revved it up, and the next one to him was just like, I got a welding torch. Let's burn some balls.
They definitely ate those people.
Yeah, they did. They murdered all of them.
They came ready to torture. I mean, that was their default mode anyway when they found the girl down in Santa's office.
Yes, you were going to murder her.
They straight up tied her up.
Yeah, right.
And they were getting ready to like pull her toenails out and stuff.
Yeah, how'd you get here?
Where's it getting weird. It's like they are good at their job. They are Santa's security. They are the heavies in the movie.
Yeah, because they find the brother and they're just like, yeah, let's tie this bitch down and chainsaw him in half.
As you do.
Where's Santa, bitch?
And they're all speaking that elfish language. They can't understand anybody saying
What's that movie?
Is it safe? Is it safe?
Yes. Yes, it's very safe.
Very safe.
Well, now I'm just going to drill into your teeth. Like, oh, my God. Dustin Hoffman had it bad in that movie. I can't.
Oh, Marathon Man.
Yeah, Marathon Man.
Marathon Man.
Marathon Man. That's the one.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Yeah, it's super safe. So safe. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm a Nazi doctor, so.
That's the one where he, like, did the method acting thing, right? Yeah. And he was like, he went to the dentist and, like, actually had them, like, kind of do that a little bit so he would know. Yeah, sometimes you don't need to go all in on stuff.
No, you don't have to be an asshole.
It's called acting.
Yeah.
It's called acting. We've done the method acting, haven't we, before? We've talked about it.
Yeah.
I think on the radio show when Jim Carrey's thing came out.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't got to go all in on stuff.
No.
It's acting. It's pretend. It's make-believe.
Yeah.
You know.
Because Keanu Reeves is great.
He's fantastic.
And he doesn't method act at all.
No, there'd be a lot of dead people if he was method acting.
Yeah.
In recent times.
And a lot of bowl victories.
It's true. God damn it. Shane Falco.
I saw a Shane Falco jersey at the mall yesterday. And if it wasn't $120, I would own a Shane Falco jersey right now.
I don't know. I get these stupid novelty movie t-shirts now because the internet is what it is. Every one of the ads on Facebook is for another different novelty t-shirt shop.
I'm still waiting for your novelty Christmas sweater.
Me too. It's been shipped. Fingers crossed it makes it before Christmas.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to tell the people because we're not going to have... We're not going to.
True.
So
I'll have to post it to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv. Follow along. There'll be also on Instagram, all that shit. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. I have a machine gun. I'm getting a sweatshirt.
That's what's happening. Ho, ho, ho. He's getting a sweatshirt.
So where the hell are we in this?
Santa.
You see how once the kids get involved, we just kind of drift off?
Yeah, right. So, but
can we get back to jail in the E Street Band?
Well, that's what's next. Is he's like those girls come in and they start talking to Santa, and he's just like, I'm going to have a musical number.
Hookers?
Yeah,
hookers. They were definitely hookers.
Yes.
There was definitely three hookers and Steven Van Zandt's wife that were brought in. Because, you know.
Yeah, and so he decides that it's just like, I'm going to waste my time while the, like, brother and sister.
I don't know if many people know that that's Steven Van Zandt.
No, they don't.
I don't, like, I know it. It's Silvio from The Sopranos.
Yes.
Okay, that's who Steven Van Zandt is. That's who Steven Van Zandt was also a guitarist in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band.
Correct.
That's how The Sopranos found him. That's who I keep referencing. And his band, The Disciples of Soul, were the band there, and his wife was the white hooker in that scene.
Yeah, that one random white
lady.
But
she was
lady.
Also his wife in The Sopranos.
Yes.
So that's what I've been referencing. People are like, who the fuck is Steven Van Zandt?
Yeah, right.
Like, nobody realized that it was him playing Jerry Valley in The Irishman either.
No.
Or Jerry Vale.
Yeah, whatever.
Him.
That guy.
Him.
But yeah, so.
Now you all know. Now you're all caught up. Play along.
So they decide that he's just going to have a musical number because Santa Claus is kind of a dick.
He can also pull guitars out of his ass.
Well, because it's like a toy.
Bop!
Yeah, he's just like, look, here's the thing. Here's the toy.
I gave the cop a Han Solo figure. You get a Stratocaster.
You get a Stratocaster. And then.
I would love to see him pull a Buick out of his ass, but that's just me.
There was one in the sack. There was a car in the. There was a Mercedes.
He did say that the elves are great with cars.
Yeah, they are. That's because they're going to fix the thing. So he just decides that it's musical number time because I've just let these two children loose in Chicago unsupervised. And they're going to figure out their family issues.
They're street toughs from Lowell.
Yeah, they're Lowell Street Toughs. They'll be right at home in South Chicago.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Won't. They'll die. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I forget what street it is, but I'm pretty sure there's a line in Chicago where it's just a war zone.
They were definitely on the wrong side of it.
Yeah.
You could tell by the gold chains.
You could tell by that Crime Inc. that they went to where we're just roaming parks for boys with bags.
Hey, you. Give me your red sack.
Give me that
red velvet sack.
I look like I'm in Crime GQ Look at my hat.
It was basically,
I'm vaguely Asian.
You know they showed up to their auditions in those clothes, and they're just like, yeah, just don't throw those out. Keep those clothes. Yeah. Keep the clothes
bring
you're wearing.
Bring those to wardrobe.
Look, we got Kurt Russell. We don't have much left in the budget.
Yeah, right.
We couldn't even get the actual Coca-Cola billboards.
Yeah, right.
We just got Fat Santa and Cola.
Yeah, we wanted Coke to sponsor this, but they were like, no.
We got Dodge, but they would only give us one car, and we used it in a stunt. It's fucked.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we launched it off a ramp, and we broke it.
We broke our one stunt car.
Yeah. It was a Dodge Challenger 2018.
The rest of SLT it's just being Hellcat. Shot like the Flintstones, where they're just running with a cardboard.
Yeah, right.
Vroom vroom.
We're gonna build the jail cell that Kurt Russell's just gonna pretend to be Elvis in.
Yep, plain and simple.
That's it.
That's what happened.
And so that's what he does.
He did.
And then
it was a very enjoyable number.
It was. It was very good.
Again, like I said, I enjoy when Kurt Russell does Elvis. I enjoy it.
So. And then the elves showed up and were like, hey, it's time for you to get out of.
Yeah, they straight up like escaped him, even though he was about to be let free.
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of those, it was almost like Santa's kind of being a dick to make people to prove a point.
Right.
Because he could escape at any point.
Right.
Like, he's magic. All he has to do is, you know, do this or do that or whatever the fuck he does.
Right.
And he just scoots through chimneys that can be this big.
Yeah, he just goes through the grate.
You know what I mean? So it was almost proving a point. He had to make the cop believe.
Right.
And somehow, through his Jedi mind trick, he got the cop's ex-wife to call him, because the cop definitely wasn't going to call his ex-wife.
No.
So he had to prove it. So he's like, answer that phone. And he goes, what phone? And all of a sudden, the phone rings. And it's Lisa. And Lisa's on the phone. She's like, yeah. What up? And he's like, motherfucker, Santa's real.
Oh, shit.
And
Santa's real.
The cop who saw the reindeer fly away was loving the musical number. The second it was over, I actually laughed at this one. He goes, that was great. I quit.
Yeah, right.
He just quit. He gave up on life.
It was also really funny because there were like 15 cops that were all just watching this being like, yeah, this is awesome. And it's just like,
are you going to shoot somebody?
Are none of you professional police officers going to acknowledge the fact that he somehow got in here a player piano?
These hookers and drug addicts are playing instruments that they could beat each other to death with. Use your baton, officer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Where did they get this PA system?
Why is there a microphone?
Why are there several microphones?
Why? What's the point?
Where
of them?
Is the fog
effect?
We can
hear you without them.
Where is the fog effect coming from?
Where's the lights coming
yeah,
from?
Yeah, how is this? You know what? I quit.
Christmas magic. I give up on life. I believe in Christmas. I don't need life anymore.
And now they have to do all of Christmas in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, basically. They have to hit everybody.
I don't
know. But they only seem to hit California.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Well, it's also really funny because it's like at no point does it... They're like, hey, we have to like do this because like Christmas is almost up. And it's just like, I don't think you understand how time zones work.
No, not even a little bit.
They go to Mexico City, which is, I'm pretty sure, in Pacific time.
It is.
You know what I mean? And so it's like...
From Chicago.
And so they're zipping all the way around. Yeah. Thought it was really funny because, again, if you know time zones, they go to Hawaii and then Vancouver. And so it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
But the final place they have to do, because they like... screwed up and they like
they missed one because the fat elf was eating the candy cane and it got stuck to a name and nobody decided, hey, let's pull this candy cane off of this name.
Yeah, right. Because plot
convenience.
Yeah, but
we need one more obstacle, one more very attainable obstacle.
They have to go to like deliver the last present in Mexico City.
Yep.
And it's a cute little moment.
Sure.
You know, he goes into the house, the girl comes down Christmas morning, sees Santa Claus eating the cookie.
It is always funny that it's like in all these Santa Claus movies, it's established because of the different languages he speaks that he travels the world, but
right,
we never see it.
Yeah.
We literally only see bootleg Lowell and Chicago.
Well,
and
it's
then,
funny.
And then a house in Mexico City.
It's funny because, yeah, I mean, because he makes the comment. He's like, oh, we just have a little bit of North America left.
Meaning that we're the last time zone?
Technically, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Because I want to say, like,
so
it starts in China, like Asia, And then it goes around from there.
Because, I mean, isn't it one of those things, and I'm terrible at this shit, but is like Australia is like tomorrow right now,
yes.
right?
Okay. And so is
so you would
Asia.
Start there.
Right.
Because they're going to get Christmas first. And then you'd work your way back to us.
Right.
So in that respect, okay, it does make sense.
Like, it makes sense because Hawaii would, but in you're right, theory...
The Vancouver-Hawaii thing. You stop at Vancouver, then go to Hawaii.
Yeah, right. And so, like, Hawaii, in theory, and, like, those Pacific Islands would be the last.
Gotcha.
Not, like... go to Hawaii and then Canada.
Yeah.
But it's so, it's just also funny because they wrap up it and they're like, oh, we did it. We got to Mexico City. We delivered the last present. And now it's time to go back home to Lowell, Massachusetts. And it's like, God. You know that it's noon there, right?
Yeah, seriously. It's been Christmas for a while. It's, and how long is mom's shift?
Yeah, right.
Because, well, she just shows up at the very last minute and it's definitely bright out.
Yeah, well, they're saying, like, the movie is saying that it's in the morning. But again, this movie doesn't account for time zones.
Bullshit.
Because it's like, again, if it's morning in Mexico City, it is noon in Lowell.
And here's the thing. So mom left Christmas Eve.
Right.
But she left at a time where there was still enough hours that her children were allowed to be awake.
Correct.
Especially the young one.
Yeah.
So it's like she must have left around, like, I'm guessing 7, 8 o'clock.
That, you had to have been right.
And she gets home, and you clearly, like, 10 in the morning.
Right.
At best.
Yes.
At best. Realistically, probably more like noon, 1 in the afternoon. But let's say 10.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
an odd shift.
Yeah, it's a really weird shift that you're
working. Because
even
if she has, like, an hour commute, that's what, 8 to 9? 8
Right, 8 to 8 is
it's so you're still shift. If she's a nurse, I guess that's a thing.
But still, I mean, it's never established what you are.
And she's not wearing scrubs.
Yeah.
I don't think she is.
No.
Was she? No.
No. It's weird. It's just a weird time convenience. Also, the children are not tired at all. You've literally been up all night.
And all day. It's only like they napped before this whole shenanigan started.
Yeah.
Well, the kid did. He was asleep.
Yeah.
He was asleep when Santa showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get them back to Lowell, and they're like they're still pushing Kurt Russell to do the ho ho ho, which he establishes throughout in a number of situations, one with the cops as well. He doesn't do ho ho ho, ho, ho. And then he does it that one time where he makes the, you know, roads we don't need roads type of loop where the DeLorean
right.
comes flying back through the street instead of just going up and taking off.
Yeah, right.
Some reason he needs to make a big ass loop. So he's coming through and yeah, does the most aggressive,
oh yeah,
scary as fuck. Ho 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 ho!
Because it wasn't,
whoa, dude.
It wasn't for the little girl. It was for Mrs. Claus.
I think he was trying to. I think it was some subliminal message there saying, "Stop burning your dad."
Yeah, don't burn your dad, bitch.
Look, and then, you got one parent left. Don't burn her down.
And then that Christmas present is terrible. So they get so.
Oh, his ornament.
Yeah, his ornament is.
Well, he asked for Santa to bring his dad back to life.
Yeah, I know. He definitely did.
I don't think you know how zombies work, dude.
Yeah, right. Pet Cemetery. Watch it.
Right.
You're in Lowell. You know
something
who Stephen
to do with
King
midichlorians.
Is.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah. So Santa Claus is a G and makes their house Christmas.
Yep.
For their mom.
Yeah, I've seen that in other movies.
Yeah, great. Cool.
Buddy the Elf did it in like one night too.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
And he actually cut the shit up.
Yeah, of course. He was great.
He didn't
fine.
Just...
little girl gets the skateboard that she wanted. Yay, fun. And then the then the brother gets the creepiest ornament ever. Because he puts the ornament on the tree and is just looking at a reflection of himself.
Yep.
And then his dad shows up and the boy looks at the ornament and goes, "I'm proud of you."
For what?
I don't know.
For what?
Why is he proud of the dad?
You and, died well, dad.
And then the dad just goes, "I'm proud of you."
For what?
For what? Burning me alive?
And stealing cars?
And stealing cars?
Your kid's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, your kid's a dickbag.
So, yeah, but I will say about that, I didn't realize because it's not something I was paying attention to because of all the sugar-coated blah, blah, blah in the montage. But when they did that little morph, good casting that father-son thing because the kid looks exactly like the actor playing the dad.
Yes.
Like, exactly like him. I'm like, wow, that's like a...
It was pretty good.
It was like that Michael Jackson black or white video where it was just morphing into Naomi Campbell. It was really cool.
Everybody's just Naomi Campbell.
You're right. Never knew how many people looked like Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, until they're all going like this.
Oh my God, we just did Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, we did.
So then we get back to the North Pole. Santa's kind of just chilling.
Yeah, well,
he's
because
he's
now
his
he's
glass
on
of nog.
Well, yeah, because now he's on vacation for 364 days.
Exactly, and Mrs. Claus shows up, and I remember the first time I watched it because I knew nothing.
Yeah.
November 22nd, I was like, all right, cool, let's check it out. Kurt Russell's Santa Claus, let's watch it.
Yeah, right.
But the second Mrs. Claus started walking, I go, oh, it's Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
It's got to be Goldie Hawn. And it was Goldie Hawn. That was like, pretty fun. That's awesome.
That was pretty fun.
Now, did you know going into it? You must have because of the articles showing showing the two of them that. Yeah. It kind of ruins the surprise. But yeah, I thought it was really cool. They definitely boned to his homemade Jackass tape.
Yeah, that's his homemade voyeuristic tape of his exploits.
Hi, I'm Santa Claus. Welcome to Jackass.
Yeah, right. Just straight up, he's just like, little girl, you're going to film me this whole time.
Get the good side. Get the good side.
Yeah.
All right. Now watch me kick this skateboard shit going. Whatever the hell. I don't even know skateboard talk.
Yeah. And then he was just like, yeah, that's why it ends with
kick
ho, ho, ho. And then Mrs. Claus just came. And that's Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, wow. That is a hell of a way to wrap up Christmas Chronicles.
That's how this movie ends.
Oh, Santagasm.
Yeah. Yeah, she just straight up was just like, wow. Yes, you did the ho, ho, ho.
Oliver Hudson, that's an actor in this.
He's the dad.
Oh, that's the dad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's also related to them.
Yes.
I had no idea. So he's Kate Hudson's brother.
Yep.
So he's basically Kurt Russell's stepson.
Yes, he is. He's his stepson. And so that's Goldie Hawn is his mom.
All right. So it was like a whole Russell Hawn thing.
The little boy that wants to a snowboard.
No, I don't know who that
is. When she's looking at the video wall, there's a little boy that's like, I want a snowboard. Mm-hmm. That's Kurt Russell's grandson.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Surprised you didn't get Wyatt in there.
Yeah.
He's an actor. He does things.
Yeah, but isn't he Wyatt Earp?
No, he's Wyatt Russell.
Same thing.
He really is.
He
totally named his kid after a character he played in the
in
movie.
Tombstone.
You know what, though? I've read enough about Tombstone. If I went through the shit he went through, I'd name my kid after that character, too. He basically... The reason Tombstone is great is Kurt Russell.
Yeah, because...
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, Tombstone's a great movie.
Yeah, apparently the director was a mental patient. And
yeah, of course.
Kurt Russell, as Louis said, yeah, I directed like 80% of this fucking movie.
Yeah, of course.
Of course he did.
Because he's Kurt Russell.
Is that George Costalopoulos? Something like that.
Stupid.
Some long-ass name. Doesn't deserve our credit. Anyway, that is the Christmas Chronicles. Next week is the watch-along, right?
Yes, next week is the Christmas watch-along.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a doozy. Let me see what this shitty movie is called. Because it's a good one.
We're going to lose our minds.
Okay, so next week we're doing our annual watch-along.
Yes.
And we got this recommended to us to review maybe right after we did Santa with Muscles last year.
I think so.
And I think it's one of those things I kind of mentally bookmarked it as like, that's definitely in the front running for next year.
Yes.
And we're doing it. It's Avengers of Justice Farce Wars. And it stars...
God.
I'm not going to try to say that guy's name, but he was Kevin in The League. Amy Smart. I'm sorry, Amy. Simon Rex, who was in one of the scary movies and went on to be like semi-best friends with Charlie Sheen after the meltdown.
Okay.
And as what appears to be Yoda / Hulk, Shawn Michaels.
Michael Hickenbottom? Shawn Hickenbottom?
We're doing this shit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
God.
It's definitely Yoda ears, right?
Yeah, it's definitely Yoda ears.
Hairline is terrible.
Like, I don't know if you saw... any of the, like, blank movies?
I didn't watch The Marine 6 starring Shawn Michaels, no.
No. I'm talking about, like, we did Scary Movie 1 through 2, and then they started being terrible.
Well, the Wayans brothers stopped doing them.
After 2.
They did the first 2. Yeah.
And then we did, like, Scary Movie 3, 4, and which Scary Movie 3 rips off a joke from basketball.
Well, it was the Zucker brothers, so they were ripping themselves off. Which was a shame because they really fell off. It's like, because again, it was like, okay, the Wayans aren't doing it, but the Zuckers are. So it's like, okay, the Airplane Naked Gun guys, this should be funny.
No. And then they did Dance Movie, Date Movie, and Superhero Movie.
This falls in line with that.
And I saw Superhero Movie, and it was garbage. But it didn't have Shawn Michaels in it.
It didn't. As Yoda Hulk?
As Yolk.
Yolk? Not baby Yoda Hulk.
No, that would be adorable.
He's, Oh, boy. So this is going to be rough. So that's coming up next week. We're going to do a full-on watch-along. So join us. Make sure you hit like on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WickedBites.
Not Wicked Bites.
facebook.com/ThatMovieShowTV. So you can see the entire watch-along with us. If you're looking for that terrible movie we're going to watch, Avengers Farce Wars, whatever the hell it's called,
yep.
Justice League 2 or something
Avengers
like that.
Avengers of Justice.
Not the Snyder Cut. It's on the streaming service Tubi, and it's for free. It's T-U-B-I, completely free. So if you want to load it up, so next week when you're sitting there, you're like, I want to watch along with it. You can do the play-at-home version of That Movie Show.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Mike Wendt, Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe. Hashtag That Movie Show. And definitely recommend movies, because that's how this is happening. That's how next week's watch-along is happening. Somebody on Twitter said, hey, this looks like shit. You guys should watch it. Thank you. Thank you, Internet, because that's what we're going to do. Last year it was Battlefield Earth. This year it's, whatever.
Santa with muscles. Star Wars Christmas special.
That was really good, though.
That was fun.
And that's still on the archives. ThatMovieShow.net. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Under NASA's Artemis program, Dynetics and Leidos will develop and build a new human landing system, advancing economic opportunities and paving the way for a sustained lunar economy. Learn more at DyneticsHLS.com.
Enjoy!
Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.